It's time for All Things Northwest with Northwest Missouri State University President, Dr. John Jasinski. Each month, President Jasinski visits with community and educational leaders about exciting developments and collaborations happening throughout our region. Support comes from United Electric Cooperative, Clarinda Regional Health Center, and Atchison Holt Electric. And now, the 10th president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski.
Welcome to this month's edition of All Things Northwest, a show devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We highlight the great work and the great play, the collaboration and the developments throughout our region. And please know, listeners, there's so much to celebrate. We here at Northwest Missouri State University and your public radio partners, KXCV KRNW, trust you've had a great summer and a great beginning to the fall season as well. I'm pleased to welcome you to the September edition of our show. We'll provide two segments this month. In segment one, we devote our time to reminiscing about the contributions of Dr. Robert and Mrs. Virginia Foster to both the university and the region. They, of course, were our seventh president and first lady here at Northwest, and we're reminiscing in honor of the grand opening of the Robert and Virginia Foster Fitness Center. Our guests in segment one are their sons, Bob and Doug Foster. In segment two, we feature Northwest Missouri State University's Dr. Matt Simmons. He'll discuss the new School of Health Science and Wellness as he is serving as the school's director. Thanks for joining the All Things Northwest team, and we hope you enjoy this month's edition. To begin this month's program, I welcome Bob and Doug Foster to All Things Northwest. Bob Foster served as Vice President of Human Resources for Praxair Europe and Middle East until retiring some time ago. He's a 1968 graduate of Northwest. He served as Vice President of Tau Kappa Epsilon, a member of the Union Board, the Inner Fraternity Council, and the Blue Key Fraternity. He participated in an experiment in international living, and it's an exchange program where he met his wife, Doris, who's from Switzerland. And she's also a Northwest graduate. Bob gained the rank of Eagle Scout in Troop 75, his father's troop. Bob and Doris Foster have two daughters and a son, and they reside in Switzerland. Doug Foster is principal of Nobelex Consulting, LLC. He's a seasoned executive with C-suite experience in companies ranging from startups to Fortune 100-sized enterprises. He's had success in designing customer relationship management, direct market strategies with award-winning branding to position U.S. and global companies. He's the driving force behind innovative business development throughout his career. For example, he was the chief marketing officer for 7-Eleven Incorporated, the world's largest convenience retailer. Doug began his career in advertising and was senior vice president of J. Walter Thompson in New York. During that time, he successfully led business-to-business and consumer campaigns and product introductions for leading companies including Procter & Gamble, Borden, H.J. Heinz, IBM, and Kodak. He's a recipient of six Effie Awards for marketing effectiveness, and he's a graduate of the United States Naval Academy in Annapolis, Maryland, where he served as president of his class and currently serves as a trustee on the U.S. Naval Academy Foundation. Bob and Doug Foster, welcome to All Things Northwest.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Listeners, you should know that we're talking to Bob today via Switzerland and Doug in Dallas, and we're so glad you guys are part of All Things Northwest. And we'll just start by talking about your mom and dad. For our listeners of All Things Northwest, please reflect on your parents growing up, not as president and first lady of Northwest Missouri State University, but as parents.
Well, I think they were great parents. There was a lot of discipline around our house, maybe stemming from my dad's time in the service, but it was loving discipline, and they were great people that had a sense of humor and a sense for fun, and always pushed us to be well-rounded and to try new things and different things, and were supportive whenever we wanted to try something new.
Yeah, I think Dad had a very clear vision of what he wanted his sons to be, and the contribution that he hoped that we would make. Dad lost his father in a tragic accident on an icy highway when Dad was a teenager. And so he pretty much grew up without a father. And I think he always had a sense of that when he was disciplining my younger brother or praising me.
Well, listeners, just to give you context, Doug spoke first there, and now, of course, Bob coming behind is the older brother. Well, gentlemen, you know, great memories of the parents growing up, but now let's transition just a tad to them being the president and first lady, the seventh president and first lady here at Northwest. Talk about your memories of them and their leadership of the university.
Yeah, this is Doug. I look back and I'm really proud of the folks. And I think, you know, when you look at that there were some 13 new buildings or renovations completed during the time they were there, they saw the university enrollment swell from 500 to 3,500 students and continue to grow, expanded academic programs, and then picking up the mantle of university status, having been Northwest Missouri State College, were all really impressive things. I think what a lot of people may not know is how instrumental and how important it was that Mom and Dad were a team, and they really, those things were accomplished not in a vacuum or not by one person, but obviously by great staff and faculty at the university. But Mom was there every step of the way, and was just integral with Dad on this.
And tremendous community support, Doug, I think, too, needs to be mentioned.
That's right.
And no question that your mom, you know, having taught elementary school in Clarinda and your dad teaching in Carrollton early on, that World War II naval service, and just so many contributions to the nation, to the region, certainly to the university. And, you know, as you think back, gentlemen, what are some of your most fond, your favorite memories as you think about growing up on the campus and being with your parents that you can share with our listeners?
There's some we can share and some we can't, President.
Yeah. Well, I think John, one of my first and earliest memories was, you know, Dad enlisted in the Navy just after Pearl Harbor, and he left the Navy as a lieutenant commander. And when he came back to Maryville, he was like a lot of other young men at that time, coming back from the war. Jobs were hard to find. So Dad opened a grocery store at 4th and Main, and had that store for two or three years without a whole lot of success. And he eventually was hired by Northwest Missouri State College as registrar. And then I remember that he wanted to go ahead, move forward in his career, so he went back to the University of Missouri to get his master's degree and became dean of administration, and then after that went back again and received his PhD. So I remember very well some of my earliest memories were that period of time.
I think I remember with such fondness the growing up on the at the university and the president's residence. I know Northwest has been called the most beautiful campus in Missouri, and with good reason. It was such a spectacular place, and so much development going on, but it was just a fantastic place to grow up.
Well, gentlemen, I tell you what, you had a chance to come back to campus last summer, and you saw the beauty of that campus, Doug, as you're talking about, and Bob, as you're mentioning the store on 4th and Main and all that, I'm also reflective of some of that service that we had mentioned. I mean, being a scout leader, you know, Dr. Foster, obviously, and the Silver Antelope Award across the National Council, but also what people don't realize is Dr. Foster was a driving force behind the Highway 71 project through industrial development and so on. So it's unbelievable what your mom and dad did. You're right, Doug and Bob, that, you know, living at the residence of the president's house, the Gaunt House as they call it, pretty special time. What are some of your personal favorite memories as children growing up on campus?
John, I think one was ice skating on the college pond.
Yeah, I think I would add to that. It was always great about this time of year that you could hear the band
you know, a mile away. You could hear the band had returned and the football team was practicing, and it was just a lot of energy around the campus and anticipation of students returning, and just a great time of the year. And, you know, I think one of my favorite things was that my older brother could occasionally get me invited to an event where I remember one year that he managed to get the Alpha Sig, I think it was Alpha Sig sorority, decided to build their homecoming float in the garage there at the president's residence. And so I was more than happy to pitch in and help out with that.
I know you guys have a lot of great memories, and it's funny you mentioned that, Doug, because here the program's airing in mid-September, early to mid-September, and a couple of weeks back we started school, and right before that, the opening week, prolific weather and just the sounds and the sights, those haven't changed, gentlemen. It's just unbelievable here to see and to listen, to really take in all the vibrance of the community. So that's still with us. I know you're glad to hear that. And let's talk about you guys. I mean, we'll transition to talking about the Foster Fitness Center, honoring your parents, but you both have been unbelievably successful. Listeners, you're listening to All Things Northwest here on KXCB Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe, but you heard the intros for Bob and Doug Foster. Unbelievable success. Gentlemen, how did your mom and dad influence you, but how did you blaze your own paths as well?
I attribute a lot of that my success, I guess, John, and I've been very fortunate in my career. I attribute a lot of that to the involvement in various organizations on campus in a leadership role, also through the Boy Scouts.
John, I think that the thing was that I believe that I think both our folks were great leaders by example. And, you know, Dad, we had the privilege of, you know, seeing him in action on the campus, and, you know, having him as leading the scout troop was an exceptional leadership laboratory, if you will. And I think it influenced both Bob and me a great deal, and Mom was there every step of the way. And I just think that, you know, there are a lot of misguided notions about leadership today. Some think it's you lead from the top and direct others. Others believe it's from behind. And I think Mom and Dad know that it was shoulder to shoulder, and perhaps most importantly, not only by example, but with love. And I so appreciate every time we come back, people will mention that Mom or Dad stopped somebody on the walk at the campus and said, you know, I want to introduce myself. I wanted you to know that the door is always open. And, you know, I think they both defined servant leadership, that term, so well. And it's quite frankly, on their passing, I think Bob and I both felt or asked ourselves the question, are we raising the bar high enough? Are we giving back enough? And I think that sort of thing really inspires you to go out every day and do your best. So we are truly indebted, and what a great honor for them to have this building recognize both of them.
You bet. And we'll talk about the building, and you're right. You guys feel like you're indebted. I will tell you that we here in the community, we here at Northwest, feel indebted to the Foster family. And I know I can speak on behalf of current First Lady Denise, my wife, but we think a lot about past presidents, first ladies, their families, and we just respect what you guys have done and what your family's done. I'm just reflecting on more accomplishments. I mean, President, First Lady, 1964 to 1977. They had students and guests in the president's, you know, president's residence through 1 a.m. They had created a new barber shop. I know there's a story there, a new barber shop on campus. But beyond that, though, we're standing in the studios, the brand new studios of KXCV, and guess who helped found KXCV Public Radio right here at Northwest? Well, that's Dr. Robert Foster. So there's so many accomplishments, and you know, when it's all said and done, you say, how do you honor a very special couple? And as you guys say, a couple that stood shoulder to shoulder with love, with servant leadership. How do you honor the family? Northwest has chosen to honor them, honor you guys, honors your mom and dad with the naming of the Robert and Virginia Foster Fitness Center. Now, for listeners, that's the old aquatic center here on campus that we closed a couple of years ago. And ideas came out, many ideas came out to renovate that aquatic center, and in the end, it became very obvious that what we were lacking on campus was a fitness center for our students, but also employees. And so we have taken our old fitness center and converted it into this aquatic center. And gentlemen, I don't know if you know about some of the facts, but the original aquatic center was built in 1980. It was 15,000, a little bit more than that, square feet back then. It was used solely as a pool. Now, we're talking about the ribbon cutting here, 19,506 square feet. So it's expanded in scope, if you will. It took about 9 months to construct. We are very thankful to our Board of Regents for their support of it. It has just opened here in the last week or two on campus with rave reviews. Renovated locker rooms, group exercise room, a large open fitness space, cardio equipment, classrooms and laboratory academic spaces, as people would hopefully support a new HVAC system, chilled water and steam, etc. But when it's all said and done, we should also say that 31,300 cubic feet of gravel was used to fill the existing pool. We have low maintenance, high efficiency lighting, and it's an incredible, incredible facility. It's branded Northwest Missouri State, but it has a special tribute to the Foster Fitness Center. Bob and Doug Foster, talk about the Foster Fitness Center. What does that mean to you as sons to the family?
I think the thing that was so I was so impressed with when you told us this was that the building itself is named after Mom and Dad. And if memory serves me, that's the first time that the university has chosen to name a building after both the husband and the wife. And it's particularly, nice for, I think, Doug and I, and we appreciate it very much to have Mom's name as well as Dad's on that building.
It was interesting because we, on Mom's 95th birthday, as we began to look at kind of a way to honor her and celebrate the 95 great years with her, looked at here she had been teaching in public schools, a dad coaching at Carrollton, him in the service. She was helping him get a ship ready to go to war in New York and Brooklyn Navy Yard in World War II. And then she served again as First Lady. And I think that, it's one of those things where they have always been such public servants. The Industrial Development Organization in Maryville, the Highway 71 project, so many things beyond the university. It's just really special to have them recognized as the team that they were, as Bob said. And I think it's also appropriate that people recognize that these things don't happen on their own. It takes leadership cut from the same cloth, we think, John. I think I speak for Bob and me when we say that. Your leadership on campus to bring about something like this that really benefits all students and all staff and faculty. That's what's so great. It's everything from a recruiting tool for athletic teams to a real benefit for somebody, an individual student looking for a quality university.
Well, I know that for our All Things Northwest listeners, we should mention that we had a groundbreaking for the Foster Fitness Center back in the summer of 2014. Bob and Doug, you guys were there, your families were there. It was just a couple of months after your mom had passed, and I thought what you guys were reflecting upon during that July day was pretty important. You were talking about this being a living monument, but it's really for everybody, for students, for employees, but to have, kind of the all-around well-rounded citizenry, physical, mental, moral needs, and all of that. So we've really stuck to that. We've been focused there, and we're so pleased to honor your mom and dad and your entire family. Can you let our listeners know, gentlemen, as our students walk into the Foster Fitness Center, as employees or guests, alumni, and so on that walk in, what would you like them to think about relative to your mom and dad as they walk into that new Foster Fitness Center?
I think folks would want every student to think that this is an important part of my day, of my routine, as you said, the physical as well as the mental as well as the moral. And I think that they would say, look to your left and look to your right and be concerned about the other students there and take an interest in others.
perhaps the best way to grow yourself is to care more about others and their being. And I think they stood for that consistently.
Yeah, well said, Doug.
And we should also let our All Things Northwest listeners know, Bob and Doug, that from my perspective, my first day on campus actually was coming to teach at Northwest Missouri State University. And it happened to be the first day that Wells Hall, the old library, was open for communication, mass media as we call it today. And coming out of work my first day, I was in the parking lot of Wells Hall. And guess who was there? Dr. Robert Foster. Be honest with you, I didn't know who Dr. Robert Foster was. I didn't know who this gentleman was that stopped me in the parking lot. And he was there and he introduced himself. He said, you know, I'm retired. I'm just here. I'm so glad you're here. And I hear about you and I just want to support you and anything you need along the way. And it made a very quick and lasting impression on me. And then I have to also tell our listeners that Mrs. Foster and my wife Denise became good friends, and we had some unbelievable conversations with Mrs. Foster. So the family means so much to us, Bob and Doug, and I guess one way I'd like to close this segment out is maybe to ask you guys, what does Northwest Missouri State University mean to you?
I was a very fortunate person to grow up in a small town in the Midwest, to go to a first-class university like Northwest, and gain some leadership experience. And I don't want to talk about academics, but but gain some leadership experience and have that full experience of 4 years at Northwest. And to me, I will always have wonderful memories of particularly the people of Maryville, and their warmth and openness and friendliness. And that's something that I miss greatly today. And I think often of my hometown. I think often of the university. And I'm so pleased, John, to see all that you and Denise are doing to serve the university and continue the growth. And we just, Doug and I couldn't be happier about that.
Yeah, that's a great comment, Bob. I think that you know, you can get a good education at almost any institution if you apply yourself. But there are those schools that distinguish themselves, I think, in that they strive to be for excellence. They strive for excellence in all areas, you know, athletically, academically, extracurricular activities, and so forth. And I think that's where Northwest stands head and shoulders above so many choices out there. And it's the catalyst for that is a commitment to total quality management, a commitment to develop all aspects of the university program. And that takes leadership. I think the likes of which Mom and Dad had, I think about Dr. Hubbard, I think about what you and Denise are doing. I think that really sets it apart as a university.
Well, it's very well said, gentlemen, and I want to make sure our listeners know, too, that much like your mom and dad or the Owenses after them, the Hubbards after them, and really all the presidents before Dr. and Mrs. Foster, our faculty and our staff, our students, our student employees, our community, we all pull together, and really the university has a 111-year legacy because of all the individuals involved. In this case, Dr. Robert and Mrs. Virginia Foster, 13 years as President and First Lady, but so much more than that, standing shoulder to shoulder, showing the love, but also now being recognized in a different way, being honored with the Foster Fitness Center. Bob and Doug Foster, we thank you calling in from Switzerland, calling in from Dallas. We thank you for being friends of the university, supporters. I know we'll stay in touch, but thanks for being in All Things Northwest.
Thank you, John.
And John, thank you for inviting us to be guests on your program. We appreciate that very much.
You bet. Have a great fall, gentlemen.
Thank you. Go Bearcats.
When we return to All Things Northwest, we'll visit with Dr. Matt Simmons. We'll discuss the new School of Health Science and Wellness. You're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCB Maryville, KRNW, Chillicothe.
So Support for All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW comes from Clarinda Regional Health Center, offering certified wound care to promote healthy healing of all wounds, injuries, and burns. More information on CRHC's program, services, and healthcare providers is at clarindahealth.com. Support for All Things Northwest on KXCV KRNW comes from Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative and United Electric Cooperative, providing power to rural customers in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. Both companies would like to remind you that pad mounted transformers or electrical substations carry high voltage and to teach children not to play around them. More information at ahec.coop or ueci.coop.
Welcome back to the September edition of All Things Northwest. I'm your host, John Jasinski. We'll now visit with Dr. Matt Simmons. Dr. Simmons joined Northwest in 1996. He's currently an associate professor and director of the School of Health Science and Wellness. Simmons received a bachelor's and master's degree from Northwest and a doctor of education degree from the University of Missouri. He served as president of the Missouri Association for Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance in 2010. His academic interests include physical activity and sport behavior and physical activity assessment and prescription. Welcome, Dr. Matt Simmons, to All Things Northwest.
Thanks for having me.
Well, first of all, you know, we're talking about kind of health on this month's program, the Foster Fitness Center, and certainly the opening of the School of Health Science and Wellness at Northwest. But before we get to all that, talk about your time at Northwest. I mean, you've been here since 1996, couple degrees, a doctoral degree from University of Missouri, but, you know, you've changed, students have changed, the institution has changed, the community's changed. So kind of talk, you know, in kind of big picture terms for our listeners.
Sure. Well, I have seen some changes in my time at Northwest, and most of those have been very, very good. We've seen a lot of really progressive things happen in the community as well as on campus over the past 20 years. And so I think that that has really elevated some of the things we're doing here on campus. The community support has been great. That's a huge part of where we're headed with the school, I think, community and regional support. And so it's been a real treat for me to spend time at Northwest, a long time now, and I look forward to a number of more years here as well.
And Dr. Simmons, you've become a veteran faculty member. How do you feel about that here?
I'm not sure how I feel. I told someone recently I was in a meeting, and when I was at the table, I was the person with the most service in the room, and I thought, I'm starting to feel like the old guy in the room. So it's been a while.
Well, listeners, you should know we're on radio, but Dr. Simmons looks like he's, you know, only been here 5 years. Looks great, and that's testament to your health, obviously, and that's really your profession. You know, you're serving as the director of the new School of Health Science and Wellness. But before that, Department of Health, Physical Education, Recreation, and Dance. So you were part of a department chair, and now all of a sudden school director. For our listeners who aren't involved in higher education, department schools, department chair, school director, what's all this mean?
That's a good question. I think we've seen some opportunities for transition at Northwest in really maybe a repositioning of what we're doing in the School of Health Science and Wellness that's a little bit different than what we would do in a department. The school focus, I think, is really based on professional ties or ties with professions, specific health professions, health and wellness professions. And so previously in a department, we would focus on a number of different disciplines within the department, and those disciplines were kind of contained in that area. In the school concept, we want to work outside those disciplines. We want to be multidisciplinary in everything that we do. So I think that gives us an opportunity to do a lot more from a health science and wellness perspective than we could have done had we stayed in the department structure.
And so you're working with the likes of, say, a biology department or some other departments across campus, correct? And in ways that you probably have already previously, but now in different innovative methodologies.
That's correct. It gives us a chance to formalize some of those relationships, I think. We had some informal relationships with the Department of Natural Sciences and Behavioral Sciences, who also have a big interest and responsibility for health science and wellness-related programming at Northwest, but we were more compartmentalized before, and the school, I believe, is going to give us the opportunity to work outside those boundaries, work more collectively, collaboratively across campus to improve student success, hopefully.
And I know that we've talked internally about having a lot of health programs. We knew we had a lot of health programs across natural sciences, across the old Department of Physical Education, Health, Recreation, Dance. But as you think through all of that, we've got something like 23 health-related programs.
We have a ton of health-related programs. We've got 11 pre-professional programs, you know, your pre-med, pre-dentistry type programs. We've got 3 wellness-based programs in the School of Health Science and Wellness. We've got 3 master's programs. We've got a master's program in behavioral sciences that's health science related. It's a brand new program, Master of Science in Sport and Exercise Psychology, as well as some undergraduate minors. So when you bring all those things together, we've got over 20 programs that are related to health science and wellness.
You know, that's incredible, because when we say we do health, that's a true statement. But now, before it was, you know, kind of segmented, if you will. Now it's all together under the school position, and we're so happy with that. But part of that, too, is industry-driven, in that we're hearing from regional and national outlets and our partners saying we need a more systemic focus on health. So kind of talk about some of the regional partners and some of the inputs we've received and how that's helped shape our thinking about the new School of Health Science and Wellness at Northwest Missouri State University.
Our background that really kind of helped shape the decision, or the discussions that turned into the decision-making process, were those things like student interest, national agenda and regional agenda that's related to health, as well as the STEM professions, and then the input we've gotten from industry partners. So the SSM, Mosaics of the world, hospitals, healthcare providers, as well as parks and recreation departments, the school districts that are frontline wellness providers. And when we get that type of input from them, we've learned that I think a collective focused strategy related to health science and wellness is really where we needed to go. And I think that's kind of been the jumping off point for the school. And that's got us going in the direction that we're headed right now.
That's quite pleasing to hear. Listeners, you're listening to All Things Northwest on KXCB Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe. I'm your host, John Jasinski, talking with Dr. Matt Simmons. He's the new director of the School of Health Science and Wellness at Northwest. And it's good to hear, Matt, because sometimes I think people will talk about higher ed and wonder how we develop new programs, new curriculum, shape new courses, or in this case, name a new school. And, you know, we've gone out, we've taken the input from our industry partners. And as you say, you know, we're talking about health hospitals and healthcare providers and frontline schools and so on. And it's really helped us understand what the needs are out there, the interests of our students. But also, as you think about the national agenda, you know, this is all about being prevention-based. We've talked on this program before about population health and being prevention-based. And that's really what I know you as an individual stand for, is really being healthy and getting people out to be active. I'm talking about the Foster Fitness Center here in segment one of this program, and really getting our students and employees out into, you know, getting some exercise. So as you think about it, the interest is there. The employment base is there. Talk about that employment base. Talk about the internship opportunities. Talk about the fields out there, because it's huge in the future.
It is, and the profession-based experiences or the field work or internships are common in health science and wellness careers. We've had practicum or field experiences in our old department for years and years, and the students get out in the professional field, and they learn the trends and issues, the important things that are going on, as well as perfecting their professional skills, their communication skills, their critical thinking and problem solving skills in the professional setting. And that's been really important, I think, for the student success And what we want to do is really incorporate that in all the health science and wellness degree programs eventually.
So about a week and a half ago, we had a press conference announcing the new School of Health Science and Wellness. Great day, and you know, obviously everybody's all excited about that. Talk about faculty input. Talk about students and what they're talking about regarding this new school.
Well, the faculty have been really excited. They've been supportive from the beginning when Provost Mote first started talking about this with the department, our old department, and the other departments on campus, behavioral sciences and natural sciences. You know, as in any case, there's going to be some nervousness or apprehension, but once people got their minds wrapped around about what we could really do, you know, people were on board. And so the faculty support and interest has been great. And I think they're really forward thinking, future focused, thinking about what we can do that helps students be more successful in these careers down the road, careers that we probably don't even know what they are right now.
No question.
And so that's been excellent. I couldn't have asked for any more support from the faculty and administration that have been involved in the process. From a student perspective, we've just been rolling this out, with the beginning of the new trimester. They've gotten some communication from me over the summer. And so we're still kind of learning what the student perspective is, but I think they're going to find that we can provide more services, new things for them to take advantage of from a professional development standpoint. And so I anticipate that students will be excited as they learn more about what the school can provide for them during their time here at Northwest.
What's really exciting to see, Matt, is that you know we've coined the phrase profession-based experience, and it's something that Northwest does and does well, and that is connect students up to their professions, put them out in the field, make it real, so to speak. And I've seen you, your team, your leadership across interdisciplinary boundaries, if you will, natural sciences and just the whole gamut of academics. And it's very exciting to see what you guys are doing on the profession side. So talk about the future plans. I know that we're still celebrating a so-called press conference, ribbon cutting, and all of that, but what about the future?
We've got some exciting things in store, I think, for the future. More than one program that we're investigating. So we're looking at new academic programs, and I think we're going to do that very systematically. We want to be intentional about the programming that we look at for future expansion, or is it a matter of reworking the programs that we currently have to better position them for the future? So that's one thing that we're excited about is what does the future of the academic programming look like? The second thing is we're working on the development of what we're calling a regional health summit. So we want to invite those industry partners that we've talked about to campus, have them share what they see the trends in their profession to be with our students and faculty. And then also we would like those industry professionals to collaborate with faculty and look at our curriculum and see, are we really doing what we need to do to prepare the healthcare and wellness workers of the future? So those are a couple things. The third thing that we're working on right now is the development of a health science and wellness lecture series. So there are so many interesting topics and outstanding speakers that we could bring to campus, I think would have wide interest for the campus and community population. So we want to try to get that off the ground and rolling over the course of the next year or so. We've got some other services that we're exploring, such as coordinating the profession-based experiences for all health science and wellness students, whether or not they're in the schools per se or not. Can we provide some support for coordinating those types of things in terms of administrating affiliation agreements, developing new partnerships, potential sites for students to go out and have profession-based experiences. So we've got a lot of things on the radar screen. We're going to try to check those off one by one and make some progress. But I think the students will see some things, hopefully in the short term, that they can see that the school concept is really going to be beneficial to them and their time here at Northwest in learning about health science and wellness and preparing for careers in that area.
It's pretty obvious then that you and your teammates, Matt, aren't just living in the present day, so to speak, or even yesterday. It's really looking ahead. You've got several promising opportunities on the horizon. But I also think about the present day and the opportunities that our students, employees, community members have. I mean, obviously with the ribbon cutting of the Foster Fitness Center and here on segment one talking to Bob and Doug Foster about the Foster legacy, but locally talking about, you know, the Watson Youth Course and all that Mazingo Lake and Recreation Park have to offer. But well beyond that, you're talking about throughout the region, Clarinda, Chillicothe, Mound City, St. Joseph, and well beyond. There's so many opportunities for youth, for those that are looking for something to do. Talk about that, because, Matt, I know you personally do a lot. I mean, you're out golfing, you're out doing refereeing and so on, so you're staying active too. So talk about all these regional opportunities and realistically and very practically, what can a listener to All Things Northwest do to stay active, be healthy, be prevention-based?
Well, if for those of you that might follow me on Twitter a little bit, I post a lot of physical activity-related things. And the research, it's every day something new about the benefits of being physically active. And so I've always said, I probably have borrowed this from someone else, but fitness is really free. It takes a pair of tennis shoes and just going outside for a walk. But when you think about all the opportunities that we have regionally for more formal and other informal types of recreation and physical activity, we're really lucky. We have a nice trail system in Maryville. We've got the Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The local community is in really focused on improving access for physical activity, you know, safe routes to schools, those types of things. I think also when you look regionally, there have been a lot of really good community initiatives in the region too. Development of new facilities. They have a nice facility in Clarinda, Iowa. They have some really nice facilities in Red Oak, Iowa. And you can just go on down the line. Tarkio, Missouri has a nice facility that they utilize for community physical activity. And you can just go around to each community in the region and see that they value physical activity because they invest in it. And so I think when you really look at the benefits, obviously there are health benefits. There are tremendous psychological benefits. That's one of my favorite benefits. I just feel better when I am physically active. But the latest thing that I think is really important to highlight is the brain-based research. So there's more and more research all the time about the benefits of physical activity for the brain. So when we talk about in the Foster Fitness Center, we talk about building better Bearcats. It's not just physically. We know that the more physically active you are, the better your brain works. Not only does that help us from a health, physical health standpoint, it's going to help folks in the classroom too. And I just, it's hard for me to be excited, overexcited about physical activity. And just think anything you do, gardening count, it all counts. That's the other way to think about it. Everything you do counts. And so for the listener that has a busy schedule, if you can get 10 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes after work, all those minutes are cumulative. They all count. It all adds up.
So fitness is free and it all counts.
That's right.
Two pieces of good advice. Well, I have to ask, our listeners may not know, but you referee and you go around and do a lot of, you have the stripes on, but you're an official. So is that good physical activity? And is it a stress reliever, or, you know, talk about that a little bit there.
It's good physical activity. I'm not sure about the psychological benefits sometimes.
You seek some other physical activity for the psychological part, right?
That's right. The thing about officiating is that there's never any shortage of assistance from other people at the game
site. Yes.
So if you have a question about whether or not you got something right, you can just listen and get some good input from everybody else that's at the game.
That's a good point. Sounds like the president's role or something.
That's right.
Like
it's collaborative.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's great. Well, Dr. Matt Simmons, just so appreciative of what you and your team are doing. And I say team collectively because it goes across disciplines, but the School of Health Science and Wellness has been introduced at Northwest Missouri State University, a historic occasion. I'll close by asking this, Matt. We have a new school. What's the most exciting element behind that school?
It's a great question. For me, I think it's the ability, it provides us the ability or the venue to collaborate more. And I just think we're in an age where we can't do things individually or on our own anymore. We have to think more globally, and we have to seek the input and assistance of everybody on campus. We all have the same goal. We all are focused on student success. And so this, I think, provides us the opportunity to be better at that.
Well, we know that, as you said, building better Bearcats, that's what we're all about. And you are part and parcel to that, you and your teammates. Thank you very much. Dr. Matt Simmons, thanks for joining All Things Northwest.
It's been my pleasure.
And that's a wrap for this month's show. All Things Northwest is a program devoted to all the good about the people, places, events, and stories of our region. We thank our guests, Bob and Doug Foster. We enjoy hearing about the legacy provided by their parents, Northwest's 7th President and First Lady, Bob and Virginia. And we thank Dr. Matt Simmons discussing Northwest's exciting new academic entry, the historic opening of the School of Health Science and Wellness. Thanks, too, to our producer, Brandon Travis, a student here at Northwest Missouri State University, along with KXCV General Manager Rodney Harris. Friends, take good care, treat each other well, provide good works for others, and keep celebrating and advancing our region. I'm John Chasinski, and thanks for your support of All Things Northwest, Northwest Missouri State University, KXCV, KRNW, and Public Radio.
Support for All Things Northwest comes from Nottoway County Economic Development and Northwest Missouri Regional Council of Governments. More on Facebook at facebook.com/NWMORCOG. Theme music for the program was composed by Northwest professor Dr. William Richardson. The music was recorded by vocal music education major Jordan Andrews, piano, music major Daniel Bates, bass, audio and production major Mark Ludwig, drums, and Dr. William Richardson, trumpet. The program is written and produced by multimedia journalism major Ben Noley. Join us again next month for All Things Northwest.